Yeah, woo! Super awesome song. Okay, John, you got a question.
Well, as you are listening to that song, it's a Liam. He was a guitarist in that. Awesome guitar playing.
Thank you.
And drums by Tyler. And I forget your other guy's names.
Bass players.
Cole?
Yeah.
And
I'm the vocalist and rhythm guitarist.
Vocalist, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how did you, I see now you've got an album there.
Yep.
And you got like 12 songs on it. Well, how did you make that? Or who was behind the creation of is that your first album?
It's our first album, yeah. The music was mostly composed by Liam here, and then with additives from Tyler for drums. Cole we found after we released the album, but he's going to be playing a huge writing part in the next album.
Yep.
Because we're also writing our next one right now. So, but this one was produced at 5 Feet Under Studios under Tom Bertel. It was very awesome working with him. He was just a complete gem. I cannot recommend him enough. If you are a local metal punk act in the Surrey White Rock area, please reach out to him. He is amazing.
He's John the House approved.
he's really good. Good sound guy as well. So if you need sound guy, hit him up. He's trying to, you know, like all of us, make a living, and you know. Mm-hmm. So it's awesome to give him a little shout here. But yeah, Destiny Dynamite 12 song album. We started off with 9 of them already written before we started doing the rest, and then 3 more just to fill up the hour or so.
Yeah, exactly.
It is. Yeah. So yeah, no, it's pretty good.
All right. And Halloween's coming up, boys.
Yep.
And I'm wearing a pumpkin sweater today. So, yes. What about you guys? Do you have any plans for Halloween?
We actually do. We are playing a show at the Rock Shop on Granville. They have recently set up a performance space for bands to come through and play while people are shopping and buying shirts. So we will be doing that on Halloween Day. So Thursday, October 31st, we will be at the Rock Shop. Please come check us out. Say hi, buy some shirts and everything else, you know. Not sure if we're going to be dressing up yet, but this is still a band conversation we got to have. I mean, I might be in my costume, but we'll see.
Well, yeah, so what do you plan, or, you know, you have an idea of your costume? What?
Well, my partner and I, like my life partner and I, we're going to do some clowns together.
Yeah.
I always like to do matching stuff with people if possible. So if the band wants to do it, we'll try to figure out something. My favorite Halloween costume, though, growing up, was always a vampire. I don't know why. I always resorted to it. And there's so many different variations you can do of a vampire. So
That's
true. I was a vampire once. Count.
Yeah.
Fangs and blood. Yeah.
I would say probably at least a solid 6 years of my childhood trick-or-treating was
all
dressed
vampires?
Up as a vampire.
I actually have a pretty practical costume because I just look normal in it, but I have the Ghost Rider jacket from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I don't know if you guys know that show, but I have the exact jacket that the dude has in the show, and so all I need is a skull mask with fire on it, and I'm good to go as Ghost Rider. But most of the time, my wife and I will just do like Mario and Peach or Luigi and Daisy or basic stuff like that. But I'll tell you this, last year, we did Princess and the Pea, and so my wife made me this shirt that looked like a pea, and she filled it out with like a couple pillows, and I was literally just a green circle for Halloween. It's pretty funny.
Cole, do you have a costume?
Yeah, I don't really have a consistent theming with costumes, but recently my partner and I have taken a liking to making our costumes at home, but trying to make them low budget, I guess, and a little bit shocking looking because of how bad they are. So we went as I was Sonic and she was Dobby last year, but it was just like we did just like got the cheapest bald caps we could find and like painted my face blue and like used construction paper, and then we hosted a little Halloween party.
That's
and then
silly.
Everyone that walks in is just like double takes us and go like, oh wow, that's really not good. So I don't know if that'll be what we do this year.
Oh, you're still in the Halloween spirit. Yeah, so good, good on you. All right, and you said you don't dress up.
Well, I do dress up sometimes.
Yeah.
But I never know what I'm gonna be until like the day before Halloween, and then it's just I'm gonna be this. So we'll find out.
Have you ever been Jesus? You kind of got the Jesus look.
I've gotten that a lot.
Yeah.
And I have not.
Oh, wow. Oh, you could totally go for it. Okay.
Maybe one day.
All right. All right. So we're going to talk about the wrong side of heaven, talking about Jesus.
That was a perfect tie-in.
I know. Yeah. So tell me about this song.
So, yeah, this is probably one of the craziest things, like thoughts that I've ever had. But when I remember I couldn't sleep one night, and this thought just came to me as an epiphany. It didn't slowly resonate, but I just randomly thought, what if there's like multiple different like portals into different parts of heaven depending on how you've lived your life? And so I got really inspired by that for whatever reason, and so I wrote a song about it, obviously called The Wrong Side of Heaven. And so it's basically the song tries to narrate if a person lives their life a certain way, they end up in a different part of heaven. And I that's probably not true, it's probably complete bogus, but I found that really deep. And so there was a lot of creativity that I was able to pull from sort of the meaning behind that. So
that's right. We're getting deep here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. All right, here's The Wrong Side of Heaven. Boom, boom. Yeah, yeah. All right. So the next song is Cole's pick. Yeah. Tell me about this one.
Cole?
Yeah, it's a Never Exiled, and this is definitely the guy to talk about it as he...
But why do you like this song?
I don't know. I think I just like the story behind it, like the lyricism in it.
Sure, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so for Never Exiled, I kind of came up with a kind of conceptual kind of story inspired by Spartan soldiers in the old ancient Greek times. There was a lot of diversity in the old Roman and Greek times, although there was a lot of different governing bodies, I guess, and they're all fighting for Greece, pretty much, you know, what would become Greece. Mm-hmm. And part of that would sometimes be soldiers would leave town and their town would abolish. They try to come home and nothing's there,
mm-hmm.
right? So this song is about a group of soldiers who think that's kind of like that's going to be the case. They're going to come, or even if they do come back, it's been so long that they've been fighting this war that maybe people don't even recognize them. So they're fearing that they're exiled, but this song is just basically saying we're never exiled. We were fighting for you. We're coming home. You know, we're not stopping. So it's kind of just like a weird conceptual story, kind of fiction, kind of inspired by truth. And I just had a fun time writing it. Zenith, we really like writing songs that are like power and like make you feel like you want to ride into battle on a horse with a sword in your hand. And,
yeah.
You know, that's kind of our theme. So this
battle
one really
themes.
Played into that.
Awesome. Okay. Then maybe after this, we'll talk about movies. Okay.
Yeah.
Tommy Dive. They're basic in a new contest at the Roxy called The Best in Vancouver with live acts. And at the Fabulous Roxy. So go and support the Tommy Dive. And they're also gigging with that show Zombie Roof and Leyline Rider. The Best in Vancouver show, it's 8. That's the Best in Vancouver show number 8. And Roxy opens at 8 p.m. The advance tickets, it's $12 at VTIXOONline.com and $15 at the door. If you go to the Roxy, stick around because after they have Fabulous House Band. Thank you.
Thinking about the
Yeah, go check out The Time We Died at the Roxy on October 30th in the contest put on by Live Acts called Music in Vancouver. Oh, Best in Vancouver. So excellent. Go support local music.
Yes, and we're going to get more. We're going to hear more with Zenith after the break.
I'm DJ Coco.
And I'm DJ Star.
Come join us for Slumber Party, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.
You'll hear female artists, oversharing, and research on health, psychology, and identity.
Hope to see you there.
This is Bird Note. A peacock's tail is magnificent. 4 or sometimes even 5 feet in length. When opened, it's an iridescent wonder, shimmering and covered in giant spots. And as it turns out, when it comes to that wonderful tail, there's even more than meets the eye. As this male Indian peafowl quivers his outstretched tail, it creates a rustling sound, almost like a drum roll. Scientists call this the peacock's train rattle. You might also call it the sound of peacock love. That train rattle is also causing a vibration in the air that we humans can't feel, but female peacocks, or peahens, can. That low-frequency rumble hits the sweet spot, also known as the resonant frequency of both the male's and female's crest feathers. They start to vibrate in unison. Peafowl also do a special wing shake, which seems to hit that same sweet spot. Scientists aren't quite sure how the train rattle love buzz fits into peacock mating behavior, but for the first time, we're starting to listen in. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
Right, that was the peacock's tail, more than meets the eye, and I think of Transformers. All right, and we're going to talk about movies quickly. Name some of your favorite movies, guys.
One of my favorite movies, it's kind of underrated, is The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. I really like that one. It's like a twist on the classic horror stories and stuff. Yeah.
Shrek 2.
Shrek 2, awesome.
Whiplash.
Whiplash.
Now, my favorite movie of all time is Aquaman, believe it or not.
Oh, wow. Amazing. Okay. Yeah. And then you got a plug. You said you want...
Oh, yeah. So we have a show coming up at the Chill House in Chilliwack, October 18th. We have pre-sale tickets on Eventbrite for $12.50. And at the door, they're going to be $15. So try to save yourself $2.50 by ordering them online in advance. All ages show. So you can bring your kiddos. We'll have some extra ear protection there just for them. Just to make sure that everyone's going to have a good time. And, yeah, come out, rock out, and bang your heads.
Awesome. Okay, and Tyler, you're picking the last song. Which one is it?
Dead to Rights.
Dead to Rights. Tell me a little bit about this one before we close.
So Dead to Rights is... Yeah, like Liam King.
Okay, yeah, sure. So I actually this song was more musically inspired than lyrically, mm-hmm. For sure. I actually wrote this song to beat out James Hetfield as the downpicking king. I think Master of Puppets is 106. Master of Puppets is 106 BPM, and that's sort of like the famous Metallica song for downpicking. And this song is 123. If you're not doubling it, it could be 246 to some people, but. So, yeah, I think I successfully did that. So, sorry, James, but you've been knocked.
Yeah, we always like to say before we play this one live, eat your heart out. It's not a dig to him. It's more of a sign of respect.
We love James. That's obviously why we did this, is because he's a legend. But yeah. So, yeah, this song is definitely just all about the speed and all about the power and thrash. So, it's definitely the thrashiest track on the album. One of the things that we pride ourselves off of is having a little bit of each subgenre sort of in our songs. Yeah. So there's something for every metalhead with Zenith, but this is definitely for more of the thrashers. So
Oh yeah.
All right, perfect. And where can people follow you?
Instagram, Facebook. We got our website, zenith.band, where you can also get all our merch. And yeah, so we're still working on some more video content, and so keep your eyes peeled for that as we continue to write our second album.
Yeah, you can also find us on YouTube and Spotify, Apple Music, if you want to listen to Destiny and Dynamite. Yeah.
Awesome. All right, well, thank you so much, Zenith, for coming on the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Wham Bam.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, baby, right here on CJSF. Here's Dead to Rights, yo. This is DJ Medi signing out.
Bye. Yeah.